Meseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hamakadish shtei noshim b'shava pruta. If somebody marries two women with a single item that's worth a pruta, so each of them is receiving less than a whole pruta, a isha achas, or a single woman b'pachais mishava pruta with an item that's worth less than a pruta, afal pi sheshoch sivloinais la'achar mikan, even though he sends sivloinais, which are traditionally wedding gifts given by the chasen to the kala after kiddushin in those days, so even though he sends that afterwards, eina mekudeshes, she's not considered mekudeshes to him, shemei chamas, kiddushin harishonim shalach, because we consider that the sivloinais are sent only as an afterthought after the original kiddushin. So what's going on here is the havamina might be that he intended the sivloinais to be part of the package that he's giving her to acquire her in kiddushin. And we say no, unless we have a clear indication. Otherwise, obviously, if he says hariat mekudeshesli with this matbeah, which is worth less than a pruta, and the sivloinais that I'm sending afterwards, unless he does something like that, we do not assume, therefore, that the sivloinais are sent to complete the kiddushin, both in the case where he used something that was shavapruta for two women, but or even in a case where he used something that was worth less than shavapruta. The chiddush of the second case, where it's one woman with something that's less than the shavapruta, is that even though it's so obvious that the kiddushin are not chal because he used something that was so cheap, nonetheless, we do not say that the sivloinais were sent to complete the kiddushin, but rather they were sent because of an assumption of an already existing kiddushin. And then the Mishnah concludes by saying, "V'chein katan shekidesh." Similarly, a katan, a man who is not yet a gadol, he's under 13, and he attempts to do kiddushin, which we know cannot be chal. Someone who's not yet reached the age of godless cannot do kiddushin. So he does it with, let's say, $1,000, whatever it is. It's not chal then. And then he sends sivloinais after he becomes a gadol, after he's a bar mitzvah. Then he sends sivloinais. Similarly, we don't say that, well, even though obviously the kiddushin were not chal, and therefore he's sending sivloinais now to complete the kiddushin, nonetheless, the kiddushin are not chal. She's enem mekudeshes. Mishnah Zayin. Hamakadish isho vita. If somebody attempts to marry a woman and her daughter, a yishuv achaisa, or a woman and her sister, ka'achas, as one, meaning simultaneously you use a shliach for the two of them, or however it's done, you, in the same maisa kedushin, attempt to marry the two of them together, einan mekudashes, they are not mekudish to him. The reason being is, the pasuk says, in Vayikra yudches, v'isha el achaisa leisikach litzrar, a woman to her sister you cannot take to be a tzara, to be a co-wife. And from this we realize that, therefore, if you're taking them in a way that they're becoming co-wives in the same transaction, the same Maisa Kedushin, the Kedushin are not Chal. How? On the other hand, if it's not done Ka'achas, but it's one after the other, then the first one that he did is Chal, and the second one is not Chal. Umaisa, and there was an incident, B'chamish Nashim with five women, and now we're going to have a lot of things going on here in this story. Uvehen Shtei Achayeh. So he had a group of five women, and there were two sisters in the group. V'liket Echad, and so one person came, and he gathered, Ka'kolo Shel Te'enim, a basket of figs, B'shelahen Haisa, but it was their figs. So he went into their field, and he grabbed a basket full of their figs. And ordinarily, if you try to be mekadesh somebody with stolen goods before the owner is miyayish, it does not work. It's not chal. But v'shal shviyas haisa. But in this case, the figs were of shviyas, which means that they were hefker. So now he wasn't stealing from them. He was taking something that was hefker that he could do kiddushin with. V'amar, and he said, "Hare kulchem mekudashes li b'chal kolazu. You are all mekudesh to me with this basket." V'kibla achas mehen ayidei chulin, and then one of them came and accepted the basket on behalf of all five, including the two sisters. V'yamru chacham, and the chacham said, "Ein ha'achayos mekudashes." The two sisters are not mekudash, but the other three women are. Now the Gemara adds an important qualifier to this case. The Gemara says he didn't simply say "Harei kolchem mekudashes li b'chal kolazu," that all of you are mekudash to me with this kalkala. Because if that was the case, if he was saying you should all be betrothed to me with this basket of figs, in that case, since the entire transaction is premised on all of them being mekudash to him, and two of the out of the five are not, therefore the entire transaction fails, because what he envisioned, that all five should be married to him, is not going to happen. However, what the Gemara says that he actually said was, he said, "Those of you who are roi to me that I could be married to, those are the ones who should be married to me with this kalkala." So in that case, the Chacham said, well, we have the three who are roi, and then the other two are not roi to be married to him in this transaction. So therefore, the three are married to him, but ha'achoyes, the two sisters who are not roi to be married to him in this one-shot transaction, in that case, only those two are not married to him.